This is City of Berkeley Lake Planning and Zoning Commission meeting, August 10th, 2021. And the time is 7:16. And I will, Chairman Pekka Ignatius with Rand Kirkus and George Kafasakis present, I will call the meeting to order. First item is approval or changes to the agenda.
I would like to propose a change.
Okay.
Is to push the, under old business, the discussion to when there is a larger quorum of the commission members.
Do I hear a second?
I have to hear that again, George. I'm not sure which one you...
Item number two, under old business, I would just as soon postpone that until Dan and others are on also in attendance.
It's the variance, you know.
Okay.
Discussion.
Administer variance issue.
Yeah. All right. I'll second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Aye. So that will move to the next agenda. And with no other changes to the agenda, we can move to the approval of the minutes of the June 8th meeting 2021. Do I hear a motion?
So moved.
Seconded.
All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Aye. So having three votes to approve, that carries. The minutes have been approved. Under old business, PZV 2110, 2035 North Berkeley Lake Road. Applicant Tim Ryder requests relief from section 7889A and 7889D1 of the zoning ordinance to allow placement of an accessory structure with a 2-foot encroachment into the front yard and a 6-foot encroachment into the rear yard. Okay, so see, we have Tim here. Would you like to come and present the current situation?
Yeah, current situation. So thanks, Joel, and good to be back. So, there were, I think, three or four items we talked about last time. One was the size of the unit itself, and trying to get that back within the footprint of the ordinance. And so the new plans that I sent to Lee has the structure at 550 square feet, so complying with accessory structure. So the one nuance with that, there is a uncovered patio as opposed to a covered patio before. So, I think what was submitted to you guys is, I talked to Lee earlier today about this, but the plan for that patio is just to be kind of pavers to match the main house, so it's not going to be part of the slab. It's just a, you know, kind of a disconnected unit from that standpoint. But so that is one you know, clarification that's in the package. But that patio will be, I think I have it in there, 20 feet. Where is that? Yes, the width of the building, and 6 feet, 6 feet wide. So 27.5 by 6 feet. Okay, so that does encroach into the 40-foot buffer, but it's you know, pavers. It's not attached necessarily to the building. Mm-hmm. The second question that I tried to one other key point, there was a question about the height of the building. So I went back and looked at that, and the ordinance allows for 18 feet. This is going to be at 16 feet. So it's further down the hill, you know, shorter. So from a sight lines from the street will be, you know, less prominent. There was also a question about the scaling of the drawings, whether we had that right, and I went back and did quite a bit of work around that, looking at variance overlay, and it was satellite imagery, and it all tied out, and Lee and I talked today about just, you know, kind of confirming the numbers, so I've got some software that actually measures it and kind of aligned it with the scale, the legend on the drawing, so that it all ties out. So right now, I think we're 63 feet from the road, and which is quite a bit further away from what we were talking about last time. And then we were talking about a kitchen, so I clarified that. It's a wet bar, it's not a kitchen. And we updated the building and lot coverage. So so right now, the way we kind of set the patio aside, I mean, you're basically 2% of the building is just the very corners, you know, outside the 65-foot buffer. And yet again, what I'm trying to do is kind of leave part of the yard for a vineyard. I'm going to have to move that vineyard. I know. Well, I'll get you a bottle of wine at some point, Judge. Berkeley likes finest, but it may take 10 years, but whatever. but we'll have to move it. But I'm trying to kind of protect that and still have a yard with the vineyard kind of between the yard and the building. So I think that's it. Did I leave anything else?
I believe that's a comprehensive explanation of the changes from the last plan to tonight.
Yeah, I think they're clear to me. I had looked at them already at home, so it looks like several things were changed from the original one. Yeah.
So with that, I'll just be the first to make some comments, since I might have been the one that was a little bit more vocal, I guess, and it looks like I still might get my bottle of wine after all. First of all, I want to thank you for taking into account our concerns through the process. I'd like to say I think this is a time where I think the process worked really well to get to some place that we can actually all agree with. So from my perspective, this worked out extremely well, and I'd be ready to make a motion, but I just wanted here if there's any other conversations.
No comment. I'm content with what was presented tonight. They cover what was left open last time.
Okay. So
I thought they were also very good changes that certainly addressed all the issues that you guys had here last time.
So with that, I'd like to move to approve motion number one here as written.
Do I hear a second?
A second.
And so we'll take a vote on that. Those in favor say aye.
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 Aye. And since all three voted yes, the motion carries that this variance has been approved as written. Thank you for the changes you made and considerations. Appreciate that.
Absolutely. I'll be in touch with you, and we'll still get a building permit application.
Yes, and I'll talk about the boat side too.
Okay.
Thanks, Joe.
And now you moved the discussion about the voting and all that to be moved, but we still have the new business item here,
mm-hmm.
which I think is something we probably should move to the future as well, because of the chairman who did
Dan's reporting out on what he did.
So Dan would report to us when he comes back here. So
I agree.
If we can, I think we need maybe hear a motion to move that to leave that to Dan.
Sure. I move that new business also get continued until the next meeting.
A second.
And those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. And pretty sparse citizenry here today, so I think there's not going to be a lot of comments. Is there any discussion that we want to have here, just the three of us?
Well, we can pontificate on the world's ills, but I think we might want to pass.
Yeah, I think I want to play golf next Tuesday still. So
okay. Our world is just shrinking.
Yeah. Well, thank you. Thank you all for that. And thank you, Lee, for having prepared everything so well for us.
Yes.
Again.
Thank you.
With that, I guess, do I move for adjournment or somebody else has to do that?
Either one of these two would be
fine. I'll move to adjourn.
A second again.
And we all vote aye.
Aye.
I'm voting with my feet.
Mm-hmm. Thank you.